the racist rich. When news broke of the comments of a wealthy NBA owner to his lover, it made me feel queasy. That's because some things should remain private, especially between lovers. It's not the business of the media, much less the government, nor us, for that matter. I feel this way even when the issue of racism is raised, for even racism shouldn't trump personal privacy. Nothing Donald Sterling has said has changed my view. Moreover, this event looks like episodic racism and reflects occasional eruptions, but also within the realm of the private. This ignores systematic racism, which, unlike episodic racism, which affects half a dozen people at best, has an impact on the lives and life hopes of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. An example. Many people will agree that mass incarceration has affected the lives of millions, disproportionately African Americans and Latinos. This was no accident. It didn't just happen. It was a specific policy of public officials like DAs, judges, and even the media. This was a racist policy made by politicians to play to the imagined fears of whites of dark others. It was also a cynical political decision to exploit the sufferings of millions of people to enrich the prison industrial complex and boost employment in rural America, where most prisons are situated. It is this vast, impersonal, systemic racism that deserves our attention and our condemnation, not that of an old goat lusting after a 30-something and animated more by jealousy and envy than real hatred. But guess which one the media will exploit? From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.